education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
What do you say we give them something to talk about, huh?
Sheepers, yeah, look at all these emails.
Lots and lots and lots of emails pouring in. People coming to our site at datadoctors.com, clicking on the radio section and asking all their questions right there online.
Very cool.
Wow, that's smooth of you.
What are we doing?
Very cool.
Very cool.
We're doing a radio show.
No.
What we do on the radio show, sometimes we take calls, we take questions, people call in.
No.
No? What is it we're doing then?
I don't know.
Remind me.
We're doing something here. Let's,
I got an email that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, let's do that.
Irv writes in and says,
is that Irv with an E or an I?
I.
Irv with an I.
I-R-V, Irv.
Irv,
I think
gotcha.
I'm pronouncing it properly, but you never know. His question is this, and I've got to back up from the mic a little bit to ask this. Here we go.
How do I get rid of reoccurring pop-up windows with following web addresses?
And then he lists them out and stuff.
Oh, you mean he wrote us an email in all caps?
Yeah.
Hey, Irv, if you're listening, that means you're yelling towards us.
I think he probably meant that.
Does he?
Don't you think?
He's trying
to get rid of pop-ups, and the pop-ups, what's funny to me is that the ironic part is the pop-ups that he's getting are advertising pop-up stoppers. And he wants to know how to get rid of those. But anyway, if you go check out our website, go to the free help section and put in pop-up blocker in the search bar there. There's links to a couple different ones. What you're going to look for is the, we call that free...
Well, you know what? It's
Surfer,
Free Surfer Mark II,
FPK2, whatever.
But the column that I wrote on that is still up.
Yeah, let's hear about that column then. Shouldn't we?
Shall I? It should be right up on the index page of the Computer Problems website.
There. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If you look under Ken's columns, right in the middle, kind of next to his ugly mug, beautiful face,
yeah.
You'll see the stuff we're talking about, and you can, Irv, if you're listening. Wow, at AOL.com. I'm surprised. Anyway, Irv, if you're still listening there, that's a good place to check out, a good resource to check out how to block those pop-up things that are coming up all over the place.
It's the 5/14/2003 column. It's a free pop-up killer that works, and we've tested it with everything, gambling sites, the porn sites, everything, and it does kill them off. It's even got a panic button, Irv, so that you can click on it and it kills everything.
It's pretty cool. It's one of the more goodest ones we've found, and it's free.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the phones?
Back to the phones, Batman. We got Lance in Mesa, I believe, who has some PC crash issues.
Yes, Lance, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. We got a whole gaggle of geeks here for you. What's ailing you?
Oh, I hope you can figure this out. This is a pretty unique problem. Let me give you some history. I got a virus that infected a lot of files, and so I took it to your data doctors on Tower Road.
Uh-huh.
And they saved my files, which was good news. The bad news was I had to reinstall several programs still.
Yeah, a lot of the current worms out there actually start taking apart they go after what are called executable files, which is how these programs run. So
that's actually the good news, because programs are a lot easier to get back than your data.
Okay, there you go. So I went ahead and reinstalled a lot of my programs. What I found was that when I tried to play a DVD, I got a message from my DVD interplay program that said some driver was not installed or ActiveX was not updated. So I went digging through all my original drivers that were sent with my computer, and I started reinstalling them.
That's not a great idea, and we're going to tell you why.
Uh-oh.
A lot of things have changed in your computer, and a lot of time has passed since those drivers were written. And what your best bet is if there's drivers missing, to go to the manufacturer's website, if whoever makes the device, whatever it says that's missing, and download whatever they have that's the latest for your operating system and install.
Oh, man. You know, well, the problem is I turn on my computer, and I have a little startup wallpaper, and then as it gets through that startup wallpaper, it actually takes me to my main interface with all my programs and my regular wallpaper. I can't even get past the startup wallpaper. The start toolbar flushes, and then nothing. I have nothing on my computer.
Yeah, yes. It sounds like you've updated devices right to the point where...
you stuck a fork in it. Adam, help him. Say something.
quick.
Put him on the spot there.
Yeah, thanks.
Help the man. You actually have done, what's the technical term? You stuck a fork in your computer.
Jacked it up,
I think.
Yeah,
forked.
Did I lose everything?
Well, you didn't lose everything. What you've done is you've destabilized the operating system. You actually gave it...
You mixed the old and the new together, and it doesn't really go well.
You gave it some bad medicine.
You did a computer faux pas.
Big one.
Great.
Couple things just for the future, because you're going to have a bit of a hole to dig yourself out of here. But in the future, if you're going to update drivers, always start by going to the manufacturer's website and see if you can find ones you can download. That way you know you have the latest and greatest that's specifically for your operating system.
Even if you just bought a brand new printer and it came with a little driver CD, guess what? That printer was actually developed 6 months ago, and the driver was written 8 months ago, and by the time it got shipped to you and everything, they've gone through three different revisions, and there's fixes and all kinds of things. So even if it's brand new right out of the box, I'd always recommend get whatever's the latest available from the actual manufacturer's website.
What you may want to try doing is boot into safe mode. Do you know how to do that?
I can't figure out how to do it.
Safe mode, basically, what is it, Windows 98?
It's ME.
I tell you what, Lance, here's what we're going to do. Yeah. I'm going to throw you on hold. I'm going to take you off the air here. We're going to kind of finish up a little bit with you and how to get into safe mode.
We're going to let Adam go mano a mano with the guy.
Yeah, when we come back when we come back from the break, we'll give people a little update on the kind of the tips we pointed Lance in the direction of, and we're going to free up a line here at 602-277-5827 when Lance drops off.
And I know how to get Adam into this thing.
We're
going to do Adam's almost acronym when we come back.
We'll do that. Yeah. Maybe we'll make Lee come up with something, and Garrett will say, yeah, what they said.
Yeah, like that.
Anyway, it is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and a gigantic gaggle of geeks here. News Radio 620 KTAR. When we come back, we've got Adam's almost acronym. We'll have our webattack.com free download of the week and a lot more. Stick around.